The other two factors that have been discussed from a practical clinical perspective, and I know you see patients as well as doing all this incredible laboratory work, is the Q2 week interval and the lack of infusion reactions. How does that stack up to you clinically?
Yeah, we have been very lucky with infusion reactions. It took some up. So I know practices who have experienced that early on, it's a really scary event and you get very, very afraid of that would happen again. We have treated thousands of patients that had really only one reaction, which was early captured and was not a problem. We have actually a kind of mechanism since we had early involved in early clinical trials. We put in when patients get first treated with cetuximab, we have a mark, a standing pre-order that if patients get a first time, we have all medications listed in case of any event, we interfere. We don't have first to call a doctor, avoiding any significant delays. There is certainly an infusion reaction with cetuximab because this antibody is chimeric and has a little bit mouse protein. The reaction is about 3-4%. Now, today, most of the time, cetuximab is used in combination with chemo, at least in our institution, particularly with irinotecan, which usually has a pre-medication with Decatron. So the infusion reaction has significantly come down because it's now maybe 1 or 1.5%, because most of the reactions, which are maybe grade 1 or grade 2, are gone with the Decatron pre-medication.